Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
You know, at least mine, I was the marketing agency. I ended up not charging any fees to my other company, but we did invest some time in the beginning and tried things that the brand wasn't ready for. And so going back to the beginning, I feel like, yes, it's really hard, especially if you're not really aware of marketing and you're not sure where to begin from and you don't have the skill sets. But in reality, it's all out there. There's so much information out there. You just need to either, you know, get interns on board or, you know, or just figure it out yourself and slowly start that process as you grow. But it's amazing how you didn't give up, because most people after 20,000 would have given up and said, I'm done. That's a lot of money. And, you know, it's just,
I think it was my purpose that kept me going, because I knew if I don't impact these people, then I'm doing them a disservice. And I knew my goals were so big. I knew the product that I created was amazing. And last year's planners, people were raving about it. They said it's mind blowing. It's life changing. I know you love it too. And this year's, this 2022, it will blow this out of the water. It is U-Squared 2.0. I'm so excited about it. It's so phenomenal.
I love the name.
Thank you. Thank you.
So speaking of marketing, and you know, that's one of my, to me, if a company, if a brand doesn't invest in marketing, I don't see survival. I just don't see it surviving. 100%. That's the reality. Because it's not like the old days where people are going to search for stuff. Brands and products are being thrown at us daily. So as consumers, we're not out there necessarily researching for things. We're being thrown, stuff is being thrown at us. So if you're not out there doing the same thing, sort of creating that awareness and letting people know you exist, no one's ever going to find you. Now, speaking of influencer marketing, and it's kind of interesting you mentioned that, because that's the one thing that has worked for Romilly from the beginning. And we've done paid, we've done bartering, we've done both, and both of them seem to work really well. And obviously, as a marketer, I know that like the core of Globify, what my agency does, has always been based on influencers. But it's influencers on radio, influencers on Sirius XM. Like we've partnered Bowl and Branch with Howard Stern. So that's using an influential person like Howard Stern to promote the brand. So I'm a huge believer in influential people, and I'm not going to call them influencers, because every time I say influencers, people assume it's only on social media. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. They could be doctors. Yeah. They could be on TV. They could be, you know, on podcasts. The way we always approach, and this is from a marketing standpoint, is usually let someone else try your product, see how they like it, and be your brand's ambassador. Talk about it, you know, be the biggest fan and share it with their followers and the audiences. So in terms of influencer marketing on social media, and I know that's a very saturated space right now, there's so much competition with brands, also because now everyone's jumping into that wagon and trying to get influencers to promote. What are some of the successes and the challenges that you came across as you dabbled into that channel or type of marketing?
Sure. So I've done YouTube influencers, the influential people on YouTube, and then I've done the same thing on Instagram and Facebook. And I've noticed the YouTube videos, though that they cost a lot more, they're worth it a lot more, because the influencer typically talks about it, if they love the product, maybe 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, and they explain. And I always tell them, I say, I want your genuine reaction. I'm not going to tell you anything to say. I don't script anything, because I know a lot of brands, okay, what do you want me to say? It's all on you. I want you to say honestly what you love about it. And if you don't love something about it, feel free to share that too. No one's really said that they don't love anything about it, but I'm open to that. I think people realize if someone's not being genuine, especially people who follow these people, they love these people. They're huge fans. And so there is a loyalty that's built up with these influential people. And that's why it works so well. And so I realized if we go the YouTube route, very, very successful. The Instagram route, not so much. That goes with the paid and the free. People who have even big following sometimes don't share something that comes across the right way, or it might not be the right time. So I personally haven't seen a lot of success, and I've paid different amounts, some a few hundred bucks, some like $100, $150, and those really haven't done well for me. And I know that sometimes it's not about necessarily the conversions, it's just about the brand awareness. So that works for the brand awareness if it's, you know, not that expensive, at least you're getting it out there. But the YouTube for sure worked a lot better for me, but I think it should be a mix of both.
Walk me through the process of YouTube influencers. How did you begin that? What was the outreach?
Yes. So first thing that I did, I thought about what YouTubers do I like? What YouTubers do I follow? Because I am my own target market. So I know the products so well because I'm my own target market. I think if you create something that it's not your target market, that's 100% okay, but you got to do a lot more research. And yeah. I still had to do a lot of research, but I look through, okay, who do I like? And I like different things. I'm a much multi-passionate person. But there were a few different influencers that I really like that I personally watch. And then I did research, productivity, morning routine, or something like that. I would look through and research to find videos and influential people that actually talk about something related to my planner. Sometimes they use planners, sometimes they talk about productivity. This is all about productivity and organization. So that was a huge step, because you can't go with somebody who, first of all, has nothing to do with the realm of what you're selling. For example, I'm not going to go to a stockbroker and say, hey, sell my planners. You know, it makes no sense. Maybe a couple people would buy, but that's not enough for that campaign to make sense. So it has to be people that would use your product or do something close to it. So it goes back to the research. You have to know your target market. You have to know what they like, what they don't like, what are they searching for, what are they passionate about, where do they hang out. There's a lot of stuff that you have to do to know, okay, let's find our ideal customer avatar. Who are these people? And we're not one-dimensional people. My people love so many different things and they hang out so many different places. And they're smart people. They're hardworking. They care about being successful. And all of this stuff matters so much. So when you do your research, research is power. I can't stress that enough.
That's so important. Thank you for that tip. Now, in terms of approaching them, obviously I'm in the industry, and a lot of times some of the influencers, we believe in micro and nano influencers, especially when it comes to the social media platforms like Instagram and so on. As far as YouTube goes, I personally would go working with YouTube influencers since 2012, I want to say, because we were huge believers in the visual and the auditory explanation of a product and how it makes them feel and so on. But did you come across, was it easy to lock them in to get them to promote your product? Like, was it expensive? Like, I would love to know the price range, and did you have to go through agencies? Like, what was the execution process like?
Sure. So when I would find a YouTuber that I really liked, I would go through their about section and they would have an email there. So sometimes it would be their personal email, which is a lot easier to go through. And then sometimes it would be an agency email. And so I looked online how to craft a pitch to promote my products. And so I picked and chose which parts of that email that I liked. And then I added my own personality. And because I chose influencers that I knew would love my products, that went really well. Sometimes if they didn't go through an agency, it would be a fairly quick process. And I would have them sign a contract and then we would get started. We would have a Zoom meeting. We'd explain a little bit about the product and the time frame and all that logistical stuff. If it was through an agency, it did take longer, especially when we go back and forth with certain things that we want and then back and forth with the contract. Sometimes more expensive, more time consuming. So that's not something that you can do in a couple of days. That might take a few weeks, that might take a month. So you got to plan ahead for that. And that part of the process was fairly easy. And what else did you ask me that you'd like me to talk about?
I guess like in terms of getting them to do what you wanted, like the price range, like what were the
pricing?
YouTube influencers, oh my God, because listen, my agency, we've worked with YouTube influencers that would charge $60,000 for one minute brand integration, 1 minute. But you're talking about mega influencers. But, you know, I like for the startup world, like it's not realistic. Yes. You can't spend $60,000 on one.
Of course.
And it's not going to do anything. So what were the price ranges like?
Sure. So the price ranges with the nano YouTube influencers, $100. Wow. Higher a little bit, a few hundred dollars. A little bit higher, like $1,500. Even higher. There was one YouTube influencer, I really wanted to use her. It was $20,000, but it wasn't the right time. I knew this could work, but it wasn't the right time. It was, I think, April, and that would have been such a waste of money because people aren't going to buy dated planners in April, you know? So I chose, I'm going to save my money. I'm not going to make this mistake. So I held off and I had to do more things on my own, but now I'm in a better position where it's the good timing and I could approach them. I could be like, hey, I do want to work with you, and we go from there. So the pricing really varies, but I think that shouldn't turn someone off. If someone does their research, they could work out a deal. Sometimes you could do a revenue split and give a certain dollar amount or percentage. So it really depends. And I think it also depends what kind of product you have and what the price range of your product is. Because if it's something that's so expensive, typically, I believe maybe you should expect to spend more money because it's something not that many people are going to buy. And so you want a bigger influence. You don't want like a tiny reach because maybe it's you're selling a mattress and that's $2,000. Not everybody is going to buy that. And especially a mattress, what it's 7 years, you keep it, then you buy a new one. So how many people are on the look out for a mattress and at that time and just through that one influencer. So there are lots of different variables that I think you have to do your research on your pitch. You have to do research on finding the right influencers. You have to do the reach out and you got to come to some sort of conclusion and something that you both are willing to work for.
Exactly. Thank you. That you made a good point, like depending on your lifetime value, right? Because if you're selling a mattress, for example, your profit margins are larger. So you have to think about how much you are willing to spend to acquire that customer. And we, in our marketing world, we call it CPA, cost per acquisition.
Yes.
Which most startup businesses don't really know, but it's important to figure it out as soon as possible because then you're able to decide how much you want to allocate per campaign and how are you going to work the budget backwards to be able to say, okay, if I'm going to spend $1,000 on this influencer, let's say, how many sales am I supposed to get to break even? Because ultimately in the beginning, all you kind of should be caring about is breaking even because you're building a brand, you know, but then once you go over to phase two, then you want to make money and you want to turn the dollar into $2 and so on. And so it's super important. Now, in terms of people wanting to purchase your planners or organizers, where would they go? Tell us where to go to start buying this amazing thing for 2020, which I'm so excited to see the 2020.
2022. Sorry, yes, you. You did. That's long over.
You didn't. You can tell that the 2 years flew by for me.
They did. They did.
2022. Wow, that's crazy.
The best place to, the best and the only place to get these planners at the moment is my direct website, usquared.co.com. So that's usquared.co. And I have the planners, I have motivational stickers and pens, and I have this awesome guide on how to set goals that make sense and are achievable. And I also have a bunch of blogs on there. So there's a lot of amazing content and a lot of amazing products on there. So I'm really excited.
That's amazing. And then if people want to reach out to you or just follow you, where would they find you online?
Sure. Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest at @usquaredproductivity.
I love it. I love it. And we'll have this information in our show notes as well for people to be able to access it and start there. I mean, there's nothing better than gifting someone with something that's going to simplify their daily lives and keep them organized.
Yeah.
So as the holidays are coming up, I think it's the perfect timing for you to kind of share this with us. My last thing is going to be, if you were to give advice to someone who's really, you know, who's got an idea but isn't taking that leap yet, isn't starting it, what's the advice that you would give them?
Great question. I love it. My biggest advice would be get to know yourself. Get to know what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what do you like, what do you not like, what do you want from your life? Because once you figure that out, that shapes everything that you're going to do. If you even want to be an entrepreneur, it's like, okay, what are you going to do? What's your idea? Especially if someone's stuck, they don't know. And anyway, in general, it's so important even for big companies to figure out, hey, are we following our vision? Do we have a purpose? What is it? And those big companies too can always shift and improve. But especially for the startup entrepreneur, get to know yourself, because it's mainly just you in the beginning. And you got to rely heavily on yourself and your skill set. You have to learn. I've invested thousands of dollars into courses and into my own education because I really value everything that I learn and learning from other people's mistakes and successes and experience. So study yourself, get to know yourself. This might take a few weeks. It might take a few times, months. I really recommend reading the book, Start With Why. That helped me find my purpose. Yeah. And it was phenomenal. So
yeah,
that's my best advice.
Thank you, Athena. I feel like we need to come back and do another show with you because there's so much more I want to cover, but we are running out of time. But I want to thank you so much for
being
Startup to Success, and hopefully we'll get you back on the show again and talk about some of the challenges. Maybe next time we can talk about more challenges. and you know, since it's part of the journey, right? Like you can't, expect entrepreneurship to be easy. And I'm personally obsessed with the challenges. I know this sounds sick, but I am. So it's like you are too. And
I am.
And thank you for creating something so amazing that has simplified my life. And again, thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll have you back on the show soon.
Thank you. So happy to do this interview with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.